This is Layla Faldin with the Washington Post. He just is in a moment of true transformation, and in that transformation there is so much pain, so much resilience in Tahrir Square on Thursday. I believe it was Thursday. It's been so chaotic and detentions that the days are almost running in together. You could see in the middle of the square where people we're going to the hospitals, 1, 2, 3, 4, in these makeshift clinics and mosques all through Tahrir Square among anti-government protesters to go back out and fight pro-Mubarak forces that were trying to push them out of the square. Many people looked at their wounds and said, this was from the first battle, this was from the second battle, this was from the third battle, this is when I couldn't go back and fight. Doctors' clothes were covered in blood of people who had been killed. The health ministry says it's 8. But from speaking to people in makeshift clinics inside the square, I believe that it's probably about much more, thousands of people wounded. Along Tahrir Square's 6 different entrances, you can see that in some parts, the anti-government protesters have set up front lines where young men in rows stand with each other with rocks ready to pelt anybody trying to breach their area. It turned quite violent on Wednesday after Mubarak gave his speech saying that he would not run again, and anti-government protesters insisted that he step down. Suddenly pro-Mubarak forces came from everywhere, and it's a quite classic Mubarak to unleash what they call the thugs here, people who've been paid from poorer neighborhoods to just come out and wreak havoc. Of course, some of those who came out for Mubarak on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday were very genuine, and this country is quite divided on what comes next. Some are now saying this is enough. The country, the economy is really being drained because of the situations. The banks are still closed. The stock exchange is still closed. Businesses are closed. Neighborhood vigilantes with sticks and nails and knives are standing in their neighborhood to protect suspicious of everyone. Egypt, 2 weeks ago was in, by some people's standards, the most predictable place on earth. And today, nothing can be predicted. You know, on a day when I was trying to write about what type of destruction has happened in Egypt, I suddenly found myself blindfolded and handcuffed and in jail. Because the game has changed here, and the images of what's happening here are not something the regime wants Mubarak tries to stay in power despite a true call for him to step down. Of course, this is a place of more than 80 million people, and not everybody agrees. Some people say this is enough.